Chapter 7, Electricity and Magnetism, Section 3, Magnetism. What you'll learn. You'll learn how magnets exert forces on each other. You'll learn why some materials are magnetic. And you'll learn how an electric generator works. Before you read, what happens when you put a paperclip close to a magnet? Read to learn. And also, before you get going with the reading, make sure you mark your text by identifying specific ideas. So as you read through this section, highlight information about how magnets exert forces. Read to learn. Magnets. Did you use a magnet today? If you watched TV or used a computer, you used a magnet. Magnets are a part of TVs, computers, and other devices. Magnets can exert forces on objects that are made from or contain magnetic materials. Magnets also can exert forces on other magnets. The forces of magnets make them very useful. What are magnetic poles? Every magnet has two ends or sides. Each of these ends or sides is called a magnetic pole. There are two kinds of magnetic poles. One is a north pole. The other is a south pole. Every magnet has a north pole and a south pole. How do magnets exert forces on each other? Magnetic poles. Magnetic poles of a magnet exert forces on magnetic poles of other magnets. Look at the figure at the top of the next page. If two north poles or two south poles are near each other, they repel or push away. If the north pole of one magnet is near the south pole of another magnet, they attract. Like poles repel, and unlike poles attract. Page 118. Distance. The magnetic forces between two magnets get stronger as the magnets get closer. The magnetic forces between two magnets gets weaker as the magnets get farther apart. What is a magnetic field? Have you ever held like poles of two magnets near each other? They push each other apart. You can feel this even when they are not touching. Recall that electric charges exert forces on each other even when they are not touching. This is because an electric charge is surrounded by an electric field. In the same way, a magnet is surrounded by a magnetic field. It exerts a force on other magnets. If iron filings are sprinkled around a bar magnet, they will line up in a pattern of curved lines. These lines are called magnetic field lines. They help show the direction of the magnetic field around a magnet. The magnetic field lines are closest together at the magnet's poles. This is where the magnetic field is strongest. Magnetic materials. A paperclip will stick to a magnet if you hold a magnet near it. But a piece of aluminum foil will not stick to a magnet. Both are made of metal. So why is one attracted to the magnet and not the other? Not all metals are attracted to magnets. Only metals that contain the elements iron, nickel, cobalt, and a few other rare earth elements are attracted to magnets. Materials that contain these elements are magnetic materials. Magnets contain one or more of these metals. The steel paperclip contains iron, so it is a magnetic material. Why are some materials magnetic? Atoms of magnetic elements like iron, nickel, and cobalt also are tiny magnets. Each atom has a north pole and a south pole. If an element is not magnetic, its atoms are not magnets. Objects that are made of elements that are not magnetic will not be affected by a magnetic field. In the left column, page 118, picture this. Compare. In the figure, how are the magnets whose unlike poles are near each other different from the magnets whose like poles are near each other? Think it over. Number 2, determine. Which of these will stick to a magnet? A, drinking glass. B, pencil. C, sewing needle. D, plastic cup. Page 119, what are magnetic domains? In a magnetic material, forces that atoms exert on each other cause the magnetic fields around atoms to line up. So the atoms have their magnetic poles pointing in the same direction. A group of atoms that have their magnetic poles pointing in the same direction is called a magnetic domain. The magnetic fields of all atoms in a magnetic domain add together. This means each magnetic domain has a south pole and a north pole. Each magnetic domain also is surrounded by a magnetic field. One magnetic domain may have trillions of atoms, but it is still too small to see. There may be billions of magnetic domains in a small piece of iron. Do domains line up in permanent magnets? What happens if you hold two paper clips together? They both are made of magnetic material, but they do not attract or repel each other. So why do they stick to a magnet and not each other? The magnetic domains in a paper clip point in all different directions. As a result, the magnetic fields around each magnetic domain cancel each other out, and the paperclip does not have a magnetic field. In a permanent magnet, like a bar magnet, most of the magnetic domains point in the same direction. The magnetic fields around each magnetic domain do not cancel each other out. They add together to make a stronger magnetic field. The magnetic field that surrounds the magnet is a combination of the magnetic fields around the magnetic domains. Why are magnetic materials attracted to a magnet? A paperclip is not a magnet, but it has magnetic domains that are small magnets. Usually the domains point in all directions, but when a permanent magnet gets close to a paperclip, the magnetic field of the magnet exerts forces on the magnetic domain of the paperclip. These forces make the magnetic poles of the domain in the paperclip line up. The magnetic poles point in the single direction when a permanent magnet is nearby. The nearby pole of the permanent magnet is always next to the opposite poles of the magnetic domains. This causes the paperclip to be attracted to the magnet. Because the magnetic fields of the domains are lined up, they do not cancel each other out. So when the paperclip is attached to the magnet, it is a temporary magnet. It has a north pole and a south pole. In the right column, page 119, reading check. Why do atoms in a magnetic material have their magnetic fields pointing in the same direction? Reading check. Summarize. Number 4. Why won't two paper clips attract or repel each other? And foldable at the bottom of page 119, I'm not going to have you do that. Page 120, electromagnetism. Electricity and magnetism are related. A wire carrying an electric current is surrounded by a magnetic field. Any moving electric charge also is surrounded by a magnetic field. The connection between electricity and magnetism is called electromagnetism. What are electromagnets? You can make the magnetic field of a wire that is carrying a current stronger by wrapping it around an iron core. A wire carrying a current wrapped around an iron core is an electromagnet. The figure shows an electromagnet. An electromagnet has a north pole and a south pole. If the direction of current flow in the wire coil of an electromagnet is changed, the north pole and the south pole switch places. The strength of a magnetic field made by an electromagnet depends on the amount of current in the wire coil. Increasing the amount of current increases the magnetic field strength. If there is no current, there will be no magnetic field. So an electromagnet is a temporary magnet. The properties of an electromagnet can be controlled. Electromagnets are used in doorbells and telephones. Generating electric current. An electric current makes a magnetic field. Can a magnetic field make an electric current? The answer is yes. If a magnet is moved through a wire loop that is part of a circuit, it will make an electric current flow through the circuit. The current flows only as long as the magnet is moving. It also would work if the magnet was still, but the wire loop was moving. The making of an electric current by moving a magnet through a wire loop or moving a wire loop around the magnet is electromagnetic induction. Electromagnetic induction makes an electric field in a circuit that causes electrons to flow. This is just like a battery. Page 120 in the left column, picture this. Number 5, observe. From which pole does the electric current flow in the electromagnet? Think it over. Number 6, apply. If the amount of current in the electromagnet decreases, what will the electric field do? Page 121, what is an electric generator? What makes the electrical energy in an electrical outlet? It is made by an electric generator. The figure shows a simple electric generator. In an electric generator, a wire loop is rotated within a magnetic field. The movement of the wire loop in the magnetic field makes an electrical field in the wire. This electrical field causes a current to flow. The current flows as long as the wire loop is rotating. How can you keep the wire loop rotating? Mechanical energy is used to keep the wire loop rotating. The generator turns mechanical energy into electrical energy. Where does electricity you use come from? The electrical energy and electrical outlet comes from generators and electric power plants. Electromagnets are rotated past wire coils in these generators. Power plants use mechanical energy to rotate the electromagnets. The mechanical energy is usually in the form of kinetic energy. Moving water or moving steam provide the kinetic energy to make electrical energy. Some power plants burn fossil fuels like gas and coal. The fossil fuels heat water and make steam that spins generators. In hydroelectric power plants, water flowing from behind a dam provides mechanical energy. This mechanical energy is turned into electrical energy. Number 7, picture this. In the right column, page 121, locate. Where is the magnetic field strongest in the simple generator? Number 8, reading check. Identify. On the lines below, write the words that make this sentence true. An electric generator changes blank energy, that's A, in the form of kinetic energy into B energy. Page 122, after you read the mini glossary. Electromagnet is a wire carrying current wrapped around an iron core. Electromagnetic induction is the making of an electric current by moving a magnet through a wire loop or moving a wire loop around the magnet. Magnetic domain is a group of atoms that have their magnetic poles pointing in the same direction. Number 1, review the terms and their definitions in the mini glossary. Describe electromagnetic induction in your own words. Number 2, the figures show the magnetic domains of a permanent magnet and a paperclip. Using information you learned about magnetic domains, label the magnet and the paperclip. Number 3, you are asked to highlight information you read about how magnets exert forces. How did this help you to understand more about magnets? That ends Chapter 7, Section 3, Magnetism from Reading Essentials.